Hey guys, okay, I got a request based on the video that I did back a while ago talking about Arte Nam 1579 and how tequilas from one distillery can taste different from another tequila made at the same distillery. And they ask for me to do Cascoween Tohono against Arte Nam 1123. And remember, this isn't a video of which one is the best. This isn't a video of, oh, this one's going to taste way better than this one. It's really talking about the differences of the two. The Arte Nam 1123 is coming in at 86 proof. It is a roller mill, open fermentation, spontaneous in the cement tanks with no fibers. And then it is arrested for a short amount of time in Don Amado Mezcal barrels. So a little bit of resting in a barrel. And then the Tohono is crushed by a Tohono, as it is in the name, open fermentation with fibers in cement tanks. And I do not recall if it's rested, but I know it's not rested in anything other than glass or stainless steel if it is rested. So let's dig into both of these and we'll do the nose first. So Pedricor all the way. Vegetal, really great nose on this one. And this is one that I could pick out that it's coming from 1123. Definitely get some green vegetables along with that minerality and that wet earth. Let's do the Cascoween. Very similar. This one is a little bit brighter, a little bit cleaner, but you get that same Pedricor in this one as well. So let's do the taste. Great vegetal flavor with a lot of minerality. You pick up that wet earth in the flavor as well. It's got a really nice sweetness to it, and the finish really just builds all the way through. And I pick up a little bit of dryness in the finish and almost a little bit of smoke. And I don't know if that's because I know it's rested in a mezcal barrel and my brain is tricking me, but I do pick up a little bit of smoke in that one. So let's do the Cascoween Tohono. A little bit more burn in the mouth. Of course, this one is coming in at 84 and this one's at 86, but this one has a little more burn in it. This one has a way more peppery finish too. There's a lot of spice and pepper in the finish, like a true Valles tequila. It really builds up as it goes. It has that Pedricor wet earth taste. You pick up a lot of minerality, a little less vegetal notes than what I got in the 1123, although the Tohono had more vegetal notes in the nose, so they kind of balanced. Both of these are amazing tequilas. I believe they're coming in close to the same price. Now, this is my little bottle of 1123, so of course it was cheaper. But when I picked this one up, I think I got it for like $90. I believe this one's probably coming in around the $80 mark. Both amazing choices. Very similar. It would be hard to say that these two aren't made at the same place because they have such a similar flavor. But, you know, the roller mill style of crushing without fibers sometimes isn't quite as sweet as that Tohono with fibers. And then, of course, when you're not using fibers in fermentation, it does lower that peppery finish, where this one, you definitely get that peppery finish. So I would be hard to say which one that I like better because they're both amazing, both at great price points, both phenomenally made. So there you go. I hope this answered the question that was asked to me. These are phenomenal. I would not really choose between the two. I'd buy them both. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great night, guys.